This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guests, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful. It's always a beautiful day when we're talking about Texas.
Well, exactly. When you're talking about Texas, when you're in Texas, when you're talking about money, when we're talking about making money, retiring, this is all good stuff. Nothing but positive, good things on Saturday mornings.
So we better give out the phone number just to get them started.
Well, let's do that, yeah.
Our phone number is 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage. And I want to be sure they're all visiting Ivy Cottage.
That's your favorite place, isn't it?
It's my favorite place. And for women, it's a wonderful place to be in. If the husbands are looking for their wives, look over to Ivy Cottage. That might be where they're at. I know they visit more than once a month, let me put it that way.
Oh, yeah. Your website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com, and people can go there and find a wealth of information like case studies from past investments. People can see exactly what investors have made. They can read testimonials and see, about the experience that people have had with you and everyone over there at American Financial Midland. So it's all about retiring early and happy and wealthy, not necessarily in that order. It just depends. What are some of the big highlights from this past week?
Well, I think the big highlights is, we had been waiting for these two policies. They're just squeaking in, going to get everybody started placing Monday morning. Everything should be fine. That's about $5 million. And then I've got another probably $1 million that we'll do in the middle of the week. So hopefully, starting Monday, I will get everybody in these policies. They're ready to go, and that's going to be a wonderful thing. Also, last week we had that London policy come in that we had just done in March.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's a $3 million policy, so that's a good thing. And then we've got policies that have matured that we're getting the money in the bank. So I would say everybody's in good shape. Their investments are doing well, and you can't beat that. If your investments are doing well, they're not going backward, which you can't do with ours, because it's a life insurance policy. When it matures, you're going to get the face amount. They're not going to say, you've got to take less. So there's just a lot of good things are happening right now. We've got more and more clients, more than we've ever had. Clients are bringing us their 401ks, they're changing jobs. The oil market's up. So I think in West Texas, things are pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Much better than on Wall Street. Now, this past week, one of the days, what was it, Wednesday or Thursday, I think, the stock market lost more than
Crater,
it had in a while.
It?
Yeah, it was not good.
Did you see how many billion dollars was lost?
I did, yeah.
Billions of dollars lost in one day.
Yeah.
And, that will give you heartburn.
Oh, yeah. It will give you heartburn.
It made a lot of people pause and think, what am I doing in the stock market?
Yep.
Because it's all politics. People don't realize that. The stock market can crash in one day because somebody says something up in Washington that scares them to death,
Well, you know, and we've been talking about that for several months about, you know, because the stock market had been up, and we've been saying, you know, anytime you have an election or anything goes on in the world, whether it's some kind of current event or something overseas, anything can affect the stock market, and it can all of a sudden just the bottom can fall out, and you can lose tons of money, and here it is. And we knew it was going to come, and it happened earlier this week.
That's right. And, you know, it's been happening since time began. The stock market goes up, but what goes up has to come down.
Yeah.
And it happens all the time. And, of course, thank goodness it has come back up. But as you know, in 08, when it crashed, it didn't come back up.
Exactly.
It stayed down, and people lost money for months and months, and finally it was years before it came back, before they got their to break even point, which, you know, is a terrible thing.
Yeah.
And I want our people to retire happy, wealthy, and to have really have some money when they retire. You know, we know that everybody's not going to be extremely wealthy, but for some, you know, $500,000 might be wealthy. They can get by on that. It'll be wonderful. Then others need $4 million or $5 million to retire. And, you know, one of my large clients is really sick right now. He's in the hospital. I am worried about him. You know, we started out, he retired from, you know, one of the big oil companies several years ago. And we've just been, you know, it's an IRA. So we've rolled it and rolled it, and he's, you know, had lots and lots of maturities. He came to me two or three weeks ago and said, "Faye, I need a new will." So we gathered the family, got everybody, we got the attorney for him. They started working on it immediately because he was not well. And now he's in the hospital. So I'm really pulling for him. I'm pulling for his family. If you don't have a new will, do not wait till you become ill and then need a new will, because, you know, something can go wrong. And I encourage everybody that doesn't have a new will, if you've had the same will for 15 years, let's get it redone. Let's get it done and make sure your wishes are going to come true. Because, you know, what you wanted 15 years ago is probably not what you want today.
Yeah, circumstances change, whether it's a financial circumstance may have changed. Maybe your circle of people has changed as well for one reason or another. And it's important to go back and renew those things and review them and bring them up to date.
Well, and you may have bought two or three ranches in the meantime, or you might have bought some farms, or you might have bought a business that was not included.
Yeah.
And you do not, you know, want the state to decide. You want to have a will, properly will, have an attorney draw this will. Don't just hand write it out like they used to do. Those days are gone. Let's get it done properly. If you've got a boy or a grandchild, somebody that's not been doing right, well, you know, you need to put that in the will. You know, they don't get their money till 60 years old. Whatever. You know, I mean, whatever you need done in there, let's do it and get it done right and make sure everything's right. And a lot of people have a trust. I have a trust. And to me, trust is the way to go, because it sets everything out. It doesn't go to probate. And you have a large estate, you do not want it to go to probate. And a trust will eliminate that. And everybody in town can't go down to the courthouse and read your will. See, people don't realize wills are published. You know, I mean, you can go down to the courthouse if it's gone to probate, and by golly, there's your will for everybody in town to see.
So that becomes public knowledge, and anybody can go and read your business?
Of course they can.
Why, I didn't know that.
How do you think you probate a will? It has to go to court.
I guess so. I never really thought about
anything
it,
anything goes to court, you can see.
Wow.
Okay? Yeah, so people should have a trust if they have enough. Now, if you've got, you're only worth $100,000, no, it's not worth it. Go ahead and go to probate.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're worth, you know, $1 million to $20 million, yes, you should have a trust to prevent going to the courthouse and everybody in town knowing what you got.
Wow.
It's not a good thing. So that's one thing this morning I would encourage people to do. Get your estate in order, either a will or a trust, whatever you need, but don't procrastinate. You know, all my customers have procrastinated for a long time before they even came to see me. And they still do that. And I want to encourage men to quit procrastinating, get their business in order, and their wife will appreciate it. If you do pass away, she's not going to be saying, you know, I wish he's here and I'd kick his butt,
yeah.
You know, because he didn't take care of business. So, you know, that's one thing I encourage him to do, because we don't hardly ever talk about that, and I hadn't even thought about it in a long time, is, you know, they should get their wills or their trust done and protect their family and their wife. You know, you've been married to this woman for 25 years. You want her to have an easy time of when you go. So you don't want someone to come in and say, well, you know, my uncle promised me a third of everything he's got. And you say, no, it's not in the will. Well, we're just going to sue.
Oh, yeah. And then that just gets messy, and that's bad.
It is bad. And I know of an estate out here that's been tied up for 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah. I know of another estate. The people came to see me, and one of the nephews had the combination to his uncle's safe. He got in it and took the trust out, and they did not keep a copy of their trust.
Oh, wow.
So that's been languishing in court also. So you want to take care of your business. Make sure nobody has a combination except the people you trust. And most people have a safe. A lot of them just have a gun safe out here in West Texas.
Well, yeah.
They put everything in the gun safe, and that's all right, too.
Yeah, it works.
And I always encourage people to make a copy and have in a separate place, which I think is a good idea.
Like maybe a safety deposit box?
Yes.
You don't want to hang it on the fridge on a magnet.
No, but don't put the original at the bank. Put the copy.
Okay.
Because if something goes wrong, you need it where you can get your hands on it, okay?
Yeah, I got you. Okay.
So that's a good thing. You should have all your directives done. You know, there's all kinds of directives. One says, pull the plug if something happens. If I'm unconscious, don't just let me lay there. One says, oh, no, keep me alive no matter what. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have to be smart enough to sign the right one. And then power of attorney. If something happens, you want your wife to have power of attorney for everything, the bank account, the real estate, your Social Security, everything. And lots of people don't have those directives. Then they pass away and they say, well, who's in charge? You know, who can do this? Who can sign on your account? And lots of times it's not in writing. So it can hold up everything. I knew a lady years ago that they did not have and or on their bank account. She could not write a check for a loaf of bread.
It was all just and, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
and it has to be or. You've got to have that in there. Either one of them can go to the bank and do whatever is needed, and you should always have that for each other. So there's a lot of things that people just don't take care of. They don't think about it. They don't think about the fact that something could happen to you. We're not all going to live forever. Now, I had a client one time told me he's going to live to 114. Yes, and he wanted a life insurance policy that didn't end at 100. He was insulted when I told him our policies, that particular one was only to 100. No, he said, I would never buy one that ends at 100 because he thought he was going to live to over 100 years old.
Wow. 114 but, you know, is pretty specific.
He was very specific. He was going to live to 114, and he did not want a company to be rude by saying, we'll insure you to 100. I mean, yeah. Uh-huh. And it's expensive to insure someone, past 100. My gosh.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure it is.
It is. But our people, they need to come make an appointment, let us look at their holdings. And if they want something that, you know, they're going to know how much it's going to make, you know, everybody's averaging 24%. If it's a 24-month, they're going to get 24% because ours are all 1% a month. We try to always pay you that much. You know, we've bought more short-term policies in the last 3 or 4 months than I've ever seen in my lifetime. You know, this week we bid on three that were 18 months. We bid on one that was 12 months, and we bid on several lately that were 12 to 15 months. These people have several types of cancer. One lady had breast cancer. She had brain cancer. Another one had kidney cancer and brain cancer. And lots of times, if it's metastasized, it's in several locations. And those are going to be short-term policies. People are going to make quite a bit, and they're going to make it in a short amount of time. So, you know, those are really good policies. Everybody should be investing in these. They shouldn't wait. The longer you procrastinate, the longer it takes you to get your wealth stream going, you know, because you want to say, okay, I need 4 or 5 policies with Faye in order to retire, you know, in the length of time I want to. We had a lot of people retire this year. It's because they had done well with us. We had got them to the mark that they wanted to retire. And you can't do it if you're still talking about it 6 months from now. Yeah.
Do you find that when people do procrastinate, because you said men tend to procrastinate an awful lot, do you find that there's been an event that makes them all of a sudden get up and actually take some action? Or is it, what sparks that moment of action?
Well, I think they either talk to someone, one of our clients that's made a lot of money, that's had a really great year with us, and these people had not been talking to them before, never told them they were with us or how much they'd made, and they suddenly know how much those people made, and they want to make that much also. And, you know, they're tired of messing with the stock market, the up and down. They're in an age where they can't afford to go backwards now. They can't afford another 08 or, you know, like 78 or 2000. And so they want to make sure they're going to have enough that them and their wife can live comfortably, that they can travel, that they can do a lot of other things, okay? So that's why they quit procrastinating, or someone passes away and didn't have enough money, and they know about it. You know? And then a lot of them have people that have passed away with cancer in the last year. You know, I'm always finding somebody that, you know, says, well, you know, my aunt or my sister, you know, passed away with cancer. And once we hear their story, you know that they realize that it takes a lot of money, you know, to survive these things. So, we find it different things cause them to suddenly, you know, get up and say, I should have been talking to her a long time ago. Let's go and talk to her. And their wife is encouraging them all the time. There ain't any doubt about that. And then a lot of them hear me on the radio, and they hear me long enough, and they finally say, I'm going to go see Faye. You know, it's not instant, by gosh, by any means. But they eventually say, I need to go see Faye. And then they always say, why didn't I go see her earlier? You know, why didn't we do this earlier?
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage. And, you know, the people that come to us are 45 years old to, you know, 70. And those are good ages to get your estate in order, to get money made, where you can retire. Nobody wants to work till 80 years old.
No, no.
Now, I encourage everybody to work as long as possible. Because, you know, once you retire, how many things can you find to do?
Yeah.
I mean, there's just so much you can do. You know, you do all the honeydews first. Get that out of the way.
Yeah.
Then you go fish so much. You can only hunt a few times a year. So what else are you going to do? And they miss being around the other men. I don't care what anyone says. People are not used to being home 24 hours a day with their wife.
Well, yeah.
They love them, but they're not used to being with them that much. And sometimes too much togetherness is not a good thing.
Yeah, and I think also I've read where, you know, a lot of people that retire, they miss that purpose that, you know, they really thrived on that. Okay, I've got to get up because there's people that are counting on me to go to work. And then when that's gone, sometimes psychologically people are a little bit lost.
I think they are lost because every day they had to get up at 5 o'clock, you know, hit the road, go and work. And then suddenly they don't have to do it. And they go, what am I going to do today?
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's good for our health. It's good for your heart. You know, and I think people were meant to be active. I think being active is really, really important for longevity.
Yeah.
You know, now the grandkids are wonderful. You can spend a lot of time with them. You know, but I don't know. I just think people need to work some. Go do something that you've not done before. If you're going to retire, go back and do a completely different kind of job. Unless you're just worn out. I mean, now I have seen some people that were worn completely out. If you're worn completely out, just retire and sit around, you know. But I encourage everybody to be active.
But the thing you don't want to have happen is when you retire, you want to make sure that you don't have to reduce your quality of life and your lifestyle. You want to make sure that you've got enough money to do those things that you want to do. And that's why it's so important to start investing and you know, get everything planned out and be ready so that if, you know, whatever day it is that you want to retire, you can go ahead and do it. And it's different when you want to work and when you have to work.
It's a big difference. When you have to, lots of days you just feel oppressed that you have to go to work. But if you're happy, if you like what you do, you get up in the morning and go, gosh, I got to get to work. You know, it's not, oh, my gosh, another dreaded day.
Yeah.
You know? And I just think that it's a blessing for our health to be good and to be able to work.
Yeah.
You know? Nobody wants to be a slacker. I mean, you know, I see people in life that are just slackers, you know. They're waiting for somebody else to pay the bills. They're waiting for somebody else to take care of them. But that's that new generation.
Yeah.
You know, the new generation is looking for somebody to support them. I know people here in town that have got children that are saying, well, I don't have to work. Y'all have a trust.
Oh.
Well, by golly, y'all can just take care of me.
Oh, boy.
And that's not a good thing. If you want your children to be responsible adults, you've got to let them work.
Well, yeah, it's part of learning responsibility and growing up and being a productive member of society. Sure, yeah.
That's right. Don't let your kids be slackers just because you've got enough money. You could support them.
What are some things you hear from people after they have retired? What do they say? Like, wow, I didn't realize this, or boy, I'm doing that and having a great time. Or what are some things you hear back from some people who have retired?
Well, I have some that are saying, Faye, it's a glorious day in the neighborhood. Then I have some say, I've taken up these hobbies and I love it. You know, I have the one, and I have not thanked him personally yet. You know, I needed a wrought iron number for my gate, for my fence, my wrought iron fence. These wonderful clients, Richard, over in Big Spring, built me this beautiful number with a llama on it for my gate.
Oh, wow.
It's beautiful. He took up welding when he retired, and he's just having a ball doing it. Of course, he's done all of his honeydews. He mows their pastures for his wife and for his mother. He's having fun with the grandkids. Now, he's one of those that retired early in his 50s, and he has not looked back, and he doesn't care. He's having a great time.
So he's enjoying every bit of it, isn't he?
Yes, I think he's entertaining his wife a lot.
Great.
And she thinks it's great. But now, you know, not everybody, you know, has that experience.
Mm-hmm.
So most of ours, I know we had some, Steve down at Rankin, he retired in December. He was with Pioneer. And now they're traveling. And a lot of people do this. They're just, you know, that first thing you want to do is travel, get all that done, and have a great time. And they're doing that. I've got several that, one family bought an RV, took all the grandkids to Disneyland.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, took them all, and that's a big responsibility.
Yeah, it is.
And yeah, I mean, you know, I would need help to do that. But yeah, I just can't quite see Disneyland. But anyway, they're doing a lot of things, but they have the money to do it. And so, you know, you want to retire happy, but with money. You want to know, you know, I need $100,000 a year. Am I going to have that to retire? I need $500,000 a year. You need to look and see where you're at. And if you're not making that, and the stock market goes backward about the day you get ready to retire, it's not going to be a good time. You're not going to be happy. So we want people to, you know definitely how much they're going to make, what they're going to get, and do this responsibly, where you will have enough to retire.
So for the person who's listening and maybe, you know, they're in their 40s or their 50s and they're thinking, my goodness, you know, I don't know that I've really planned this out well enough. I'm not sure that I'm going to have enough to retire. What point is it too late? Is it still, are they still good to get started?
If you're 80 years old, I think it's really basically too late because, you know, you've just got a certain amount of money now. You know, if you've only got $150,000, you're 80, you're in deep trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll take every dime of that to get you through.
Yeah.
But if you're 40 years old or you're 60 or 65 and you've got, you know, $250,000, $300,000, we can turn that in. You know, it takes 6 to 7 years to double your money. Nothing is instant.
Okay,
you have to work at it. We have to work it every day. We have to put you in policies. I keep renewing and putting new policies together where you will have enough. Everybody can go back and look at what people made in 17, okay? $27 million was given back to clients.
Whoa!
And this year, we've already had 10 policies mature. And I need to get them up on the website where people can see how much has matured and what people are going to get.
Wow.
So, you know, we're working it every day as hard as we can to make people money. Sometimes they have to wait, but you know it's worth it. If you have to wait 30 days or whatever, when should we get you in that policy, where can you make 24%?
Exactly.
You tell me where you can make that and make it safely and without a lot of risk. Now, there's risk to everything we do,
mm-hmm.
and we don't want to mislead you. We're not going to tell you there's not risk. The risk is the policy might not mature when the banks or when the LEs say. If it goes over, it's going to cost you. You're going to have to pay some premium. It's not a lot, but you're responsible for maybe $500 a year or $300 a year, whatever. The second risk is it is not liquid during that time. It's invested. If you have an emergency and you need $50,000, you can't take it out of that policy until it matures. Once the policy matures, you can do anything you want. You can call and say, Faye, I need $50,000 out of my account. No problem. We'll send it to you immediately. We're not like the brokerage houses. We don't think it's our money, so we know it's your money. And then if a life insurance company ever went off, we've never had a life insurance company in Texas, you know, not pay their claims. We've never had one go broke. But even if one did, somebody would step up and buy it immediately. All life insurance companies have to put up reserves. That's what makes it a safer investment. The reserves are there where if anything happened tomorrow and every policy you had matured, they could pay the claim. So, you know, we do everything we can to protect their money. First of all, we never touch it. Checks are never made to American Financial. We never touch your money. We send it to the banks, Nevada Trust. They handle it from the time it gets there. We open up the IRA or a joint account with your wife. Once it gets there, we tell the bank, okay, here's how you handle that account. You pay the premiums when we go into a policy. Then the bank, when a policy matures, they get the certified death certificate. They send it to the life insurance company. The company pays the bank, and the bank puts it in your account. We don't touch that money any way in the world. So that's what makes it, I think, a pretty safe investment, because we're not touching the money, and so no one can steal it. Okay?
And investing in life insurance policies is much it's much safer than the stock market because, you know, as we see, it goes up and down. Down is when it hurts people, and that's what keeps people up all night. Investing in life insurance policies has absolutely nothing to do with any outside factors whatsoever, whether it's the stocks or Wall Street or anything that's going on in the world as far as current events.
That's right. And, the media cannot make it go up and down. You know, they can make the stock market go up and down because of the things they report.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we know that lots of times the news isn't even correct. You know, people think in the morning's one thing, and by 5 o'clock they knew that was a lie, that they just made it up. And so it's better, I think, to not have 100% of your money in the stock market. I think there's a lot more risk than in this. But there's risk in every investment in life. You know, I do not know of any investment that there's 100% no risk guarantee, you know, because something can go wrong. So, you know, protect your money as much as you can. You know, I think putting it in a life insurance policy is a sound investment because we know it's going to pay. That's the first step. You know, you're going to get your money back. You're going to get your profit. And then it's short term. I love that part, you know. 2 years, 3 years, 6 months, whatever it is. It's short-term investing. We don't do 5 years. We don't do 10 years, you know, and we don't do old people. We love old people, but we're not going to invest in their policies. We're still feeling the effects of that. We've still got three policies, I believe it is, that somebody sold us years ago and just told us it was going to be right away, and they lied. It wasn't, and it is not. Let's put it that way. Is not. It's a big thing. In the next 2 years, we should be out of those 92-year-olds or whatever they are. But you do not want to ever invest. Don't let anybody talk to you in investing in a 90-year-old or a 94 because they'll outlive us all.
Yeah, well, yeah.
They're not sick. They're elderly, but I guarantee if they've lived in their 90s, they are not sick.
Well,
the sick people are the people with cancer.
Yeah, and you brought up something a minute ago that we should probably touch on real quick. You're talking about investing. You know, when you first purchased those policies of the elderly people, the people that sold it lied, and that's not the case at all. We don't have to rely on that when you're investing in these life insurance policies that you do now. The way you do business has totally changed. You don't take anybody's word for anything.
Nope, we do not. And we use the largest LE companies in America. We use 21st Services. We use, the Fasano Group and then AVS. And they're huge companies. They have a huge track record. Fasano's been in business 12 years. 21st Services has been in business like 27 years. All these companies have been in business a long time. They're reputable. And we need, if it's $1 million or more, we're going to get you two life expectancies. Not just one, but two. And, we can rely on what they tell us. And they're right most of the time. But nobody is infallible. Sometimes they're wrong, and the policies are going to go over. But it's not going to go over a lot, and it's not going to be like investing in those senior 90-year-old policies that still have not matured, and it's... we're still waiting. We put the lantern out, and we've refilled it several times.
Fantastic. This is your money with Faye Bagby. The phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring. If you're coming from out of town, it's on the loop. You just go around the loop to Big Spring and south on Big Spring right past Wadley. And we're on the right.
And every Saturday morning around this time, we start getting into trivia. And you always bring some fascinating information that at least I didn't know. Hopefully other people didn't know.
Well, if you ever become a Texan, you learn more of this as we go along.
I'm well on my way, thanks to you and all the information you've brought. What are we talking about today?
We're going to talk about Paldura Canyon.
Okay.
One of the most magnificent things in Texas. Paldier Canyon is the Grand Canyon of Texas. And I know you probably don't know that.
No, I didn't.
It's the second largest canyon in the United States.
Really?
It is. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. It is 120 miles long. It has an average width of 6 miles, but it is 20 miles in places. Now, does that tell you how big it is?
That's massive.
20 miles across in places.
Wow. That's more like an ocean.
It is. And Paldier Canyon is from the Spanish word hardwood.
Hmm.
Okay? It was named the Grand Canyon of Texas because, first, of its size and for its dramatic geological formations. It's got beautiful multicolored layers of rock and the steep mesa walls. The canyon was formed by the Prairie Dog Town Fork of the Red River. All the original explorers were exploring the Red River, and it winds along the level surface of the Llano Estacado of West Texas and dramatically runs off the cap rock. And, of course, the water erosion, for this thing has been there, they think, 10 to 15,000 years.
Really?
Now, that's kind of a long time, isn't it?
I can't even. That's like dinosaur time.
Well, and they believe it's been continually inhabited from day one.
Really?
Yes. The Native Americans came after the European explorers. Coronado's expedition explored it in 1541. Now, can you imagine?
1541.
Coronado's expedition was here in America in 1541.
Wow.
Yes, and then the Apaches were next. And they lived in Paldier, but they were displaced by the Comanche and the Kiowas. And they had the advantage of owning horses because they were brought over by the Spanish. And then they had contacts with traders called Comancheros. The Comancheros were from New Mexico. And all that happened right here in Paldier Canyon. And then we had a military team, Captain Randolph Marcy. He mapped the canyon in 1852. He was looking for the headwaters of the Red River. And it remained under American Indians until a military expedition by Colonel Randolph McKenzie. He came there in 1874 to remove the Indians to reservations in Oklahoma. The white man couldn't stand it, could they? They just didn't want the Indians to have anything. So they captured about 1,200 of the Indians' horses. They slaughtered them. The Comanche and the Kiowas gave up, and they left the area. In 1876, Charles Goodnight, a very, very famous man. There's many books about Colonel Goodnight. They established the J.A. Ranch in Paldier Canyon, and he managed the ranch until 1890. Then over the next half century, it remained in private hands. And then, I don't know if you remember the painter, Georgia O'Keeffe, who's so famous. Do you remember her?
I don't.
Okay. Georgia O'Keeffe lived in Amarillo and Canyon in the 20th century. And she wrote of Paldier. She said it's a burning, seething cauldron filled with dramatic light and color. So she made a lot of paintings between 1916 and 1918. She was head of the art department at West Texas State. I was out in Santa Fe. In later years, she moved to Santa Fe, had a wonderful ranch out there, and did all these paintings. And her museum is in Santa Fe.
Really?
And there's a museum there with all of her paintings in it. When she moved from New York to Santa Fe, it was like the world opened up. She started doing these beautiful paintings of the area and ranches, and they are beautiful. And so then in 1931, one of the landowners signed a 2-year contract to allow public access to the canyon. Well, the upper section of the canyon was purchased by the state of Texas in 1934, and they turned it into the 20,000-acre Powder Canyon State Park.
That's amazing. 20,000 acres?
20,000 acres.
Wow.
And, of course, now it is a tourist attraction. People can go to Powder Canyon. They can take all kinds of tours. They can get in the bottom of the canyon. I've been there many times. Then, in 1966, Paul Green premiered Texas. It's an outdoor summer musical. It's been there ever since 1966.
Really?
So all during the summer, the performance of Texas is every night. And it's a wonderful thing. And it's about the J.A. Ranch. It's about Colonel Goodnight, who is so famous to us Texans. And the only thing is they've changed the production of Texas. I don't think it's as good as it used to be. When I went, I thought it was magnificent. The first thing that happens is an Indian comes out on the top of the canyon riding on a horse. It's pretty magnificent. And then down there in the canyon is where they have most of the musical. It's a wonderful amphitheater. Everybody should see Texas once or twice in their lifetime. But people tell me that they've changed it a lot, and it's not quite as good as it used to be.
Oh, no.
Yes, but it's a magnificent story. There's books about it, many books on Powder Canyon, many books on Colonel Goodnight and the J.A. Ranch. It's so famous. But people should go to the canyon. They should spend some time there. It's a wonderful part of Texas. Texas has got so many things to see, but this is one of the great things of Texas to see.
Well, it's the second largest park in the U.S., you said, right? Or the second biggest canyon.
Yes, it's the second biggest canyon in the United States, and 20,000 acres. And, you know, it's pretty dadgum big.
Yeah, I would say so. Now, where is this near? How far is it from here?
Amarillo and Canyon.
Okay.
It's right outside of Canyon, Texas, and Amarillo.
All right.
Yes.
Well, this is definitely going on my list of places to go.
Yes, it should be. Everybody in Texas should see it once or twice. They should take their children, their grandchildren there, because it is a spectacular part of Texas.
I would imagine.
And as I said, it is huge. Part of it is 20 miles wide.
Wow.
So it is spectacular. Right. And late in the afternoon, you can see all the colors, these rocks and the canyons. It's pretty magnificent.
You've been there several times, you said, right?
Yes, I have.
So I imagine probably when you're down in there and you're looking up, I imagine it probably makes you realize how small we actually are.
It really does. And now another thing, the summer, it gets pretty hot down there, too.
Yeah.
I wow. mean, but it's a wonderful place to visit, and I would highly recommend it.
Wow, cool. Well, that's definitely going on my list of places to go.
Well, that should be one of your top priorities.
It's going to have to move to the top now. All my other tops have been moving down slowly but surely. I've got this huge, massive list now of things that you've brought to the table that I'm going to have to go see.
That's right.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
So we're talking about investing in life insurance policies so that you can retire happy and wealthy and early. And I know this is a different concept for people. So for those who may be afraid of coming in and asking a stupid question or something that maybe they think they should already know and most people don't, what are some questions that new investors tend to ask you?
Well, they want to know, you know, how to start. How does this work? How do I get my money in there? And if it's a 401k, I always say there's no charge for that. It will just be rolled over from your 401k direct to the bank. It goes direct. Nobody touches it. If it's an IRA, we'll roll it over for you. If it's an IRA, we fill out the papers. We do it for you. If it's a 401k, it rolls over automatic from your employer to the bank. If it's money coming from the bank, you can write a check for it. Then there are other questions are, how long is this going to take? to make me money. Well, when it matures, you have to wait till the policy matures. It's not like a 2 months from now or a year from now. It may be 6 months or it might be 2 years. We don't know. And they say, how many policies should I have? Several. If you just have one, you're just depending all the time on one policy. So you should have several of them, okay? And lots of times when they find out, I have a lady that just recently invested. She found out that her best friend's been with us a long time and her son-in-law. These people just don't always tell you they're investors, you know? So when they find out what they've made, that they've been making, you know, 22, 24% all along, you know, they feel like, you know, they want to do this. And so their questions are, you know, how long will it take to get in a policy? How long does it take for my money to get over there? Because, you know, they don't know how long it'll take. But if it's a 401k, it can take 2 weeks, 3 weeks. The instant deal is to put a check over there, and then you know you can, you know, it'll show up immediately. And I've had two people this week sent me an email and say, the bank has acknowledged my money got there. Because, remember, the bank's going to tell you, just like us, your money has arrived, we're ready to invest. And that's what I like about this, is you have instant availability to see your money. It's all online. And you can pull up a statement every month. Now, lots of people, they lose how to get in it. They forget what the code is. So they call, and we're going to mail it out to them. Or if they want it instantly, we'll email them a statement. We're always glad to do that.
So this is a fairly quick process. You know, it's not like you have to wait for years to get in.
That's exactly right. They're not going to have to wait for years, okay?
And you've been doing this for, 15, 16 years?
Yes. We've been doing investments for 16 years, almost 17, and we do annuities. And I encourage people, if you need an annuity, you know, there's this guy on television always says, don't buy an annuity. What he wants to do is sell you a mutual fund, which is okay. I mean, that's just life.
Sure.
But if I was going to do an annuity, I would do it with Midland National. You know, we've went back, we've looked. Midland National has made more money than all the others.
Cool.
I mean, that we have. And so I encourage people, if you need an annuity, Midland National would be the way to go, probably.
All right. So for those who are ready to go, whether they want to actually invest right away or if they just want to come in and talk for some information, what kinds of things do they need to do to get ready?
Well, they need to bring a statement. Let's see what your 401k looks like. How much money do you have? We need to know how much we're working with. Are we working with $100,000 or $500 or $1 million? Do you have enough money to put it in several policies? That's going to be the question you're going to ask. You know, how much should I put in to start with? Well, how much do you want to make? I mean, if you want to go real slow, we'll do one policy. If you want to make this fairly quick, we need to do more than one. How many years is it to retirement? Is it 3 years, 4 years, or 10? We need to know. And then some people retire, and they say, Faye, keep out $100,000. And so we put $100,000 aside in cash form, and they want to keep $100,000 at all times. So that's what we're going to do if they need it. And then we have people say, no, I have other funds. I don't need any money for several years. So those people, we're going to do 100% investment probably.
So they're all
the ones that say, I'm going to need cash, we need to set that aside. You know, we don't want to be spending that. So, you know, it's everybody is individual. We have to look and see what they have, what they need to do. We need to make sure they have emergency money. You have to have a safety net. If you don't, we're not going to do it. You know? We don't want to take someone's last dollar. That's not right. We're not going to do it.
No.
So you have to have a safety net. And you must be accredited. You've got to be accredited. You've got to be worth either $1 million or you have to have net income, you know, $200,000. And you can include your bonus. You can include your 401k. If you've got ranch property, if you've got oil income, oil leases, all of that can be included. But you have to, you know, make out a list. What am I really worth? So, you know, those are important things to know.
Cool.
And so then when they come, they're ready to go. They can talk intelligently.
This has been Your Money with Faye Bagby. So for those that are ready to get started, Faye, one last time, what is that phone number?
It's 877-588-3330. And all they have to do is make that call and come in.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.